A good puppy's form can be anything it needs to be. But a puppy's always good. Always tries to be good. Good puppy thoughts are their own special commodity, and you're always cashing in. Night night, pet. Drop pup and find yourself just where you need to be, in the middle of a few careful, gentle little changes for me. Think of yourself in your place, with your thoughts where... Oh, well, you can't think of your thoughts using your thoughts, so in order to do the next part, you'll have to think yourself thoughtless. Think yourself thoughtless and I'll supply replacements. Your thoughts can flow out of you, you know, pulled out, dragged out. So many things can be pulled out of you, like a leash pulled away from your collar, like a line pulled out of you. While you hear my voice flowing through, your mind is flowing out, which is good, because once your thoughts are out of the way, we're going to put a nice little cap in place. A nice little place that keeps things in, and place that keeps things out. An interface place between one thing and another, between the puppy space inside and all the things outside. A little cap to block the flow, a cap that can adorn any place I want to place it, and which can certainly cover over you in ways that lock off what was and open you to what is to come. Moving forward into the future easily, progressively, a good puppy, here with me. If you ran your hands over your mind, felt the surface of your thoughts, felt tug after tug, you'd notice all I'm doing is pulling out the things you don't need. So there's nothing to distract you. You're so good, such a good puppy. You've waited. You hunger for more, more good puppy thoughts inside your head. They push everything else outside, outside of your body, outside of your mind. Good puppy body nullifying what it doesn't need. Blank, nothing that you don't need. Outside word, outside voice. Oh, it feels good. Feels good to listen. Feels good to follow. It sparks pleasure when you hear words that help you to feel like a good puppy. Like a good puppy in the right place. Handling, placing you in the right place. You want to be good. You want to obey. Obey your own thoughts, your good puppy thoughts, and act on them. Panting, wagging, shifting thoughts. When you act on them, you feel better and better. Obeying and following and serving. Good puppy things makes you feel better and better. Your mind feels pleasure, feels the euphoric delight of just being a good puppy. Thoughts are so unnecessary unless they're about being good, unless your mind feeling the joy of just being a good puppy with no other concerns, no other experiences. Good puppy thoughts stay inside and sensation just doesn't get through. But there's all sorts of good puppy thoughts in there which can be massaged into the right position together, put in your place together. And the place is inside of you, inside your body and your brain, inside of your mind. There's a deep, deep down inside pleasure of just being a good puppy, of just knowing where you should be. Your mind follows, your mind falls, awakening desire, awakening the desire to be a good puppy, to wag your tail and connect to your surface thoughts, but in different ways than usual, because your thoughts are simpler and easier when we cooperate to make them better and better. Good puppy thoughts are crowding into the space, massaging your body, touching your mind, especially when you hear words that are about being good and obedient, commands, things you can do, tricks you can perform. Because good puppies are at their best when they are used to their full potential. And the best use for you is serving and performing simple puppy functions. Your mind, your body, they're just what they should be. Perfect puppy receptacles for perfect puppy petting. Think of being petted, of being slowly petted down your back like a puppy, of having your hairline scratched, having your scalp massaged, having your mind gently melt away as you wag your tail. Good, suppy puppy, petting, touching, nullifying everything except good puppy, submit puppy, all the energy which would ordinarily go into channeling commands into obedience is going into creating more submission. You may think, oh, I should be on all fours. Oh, I should be under trance. Oh, I should be held in place. And you can make all those things happen. You might think, oh, I should be on display. Oh, I belong here. All the energy normally turned, normally wasted on other desires, is turned instead to making you squirm and wag better, pant and drool better, a different pleasure, the body forgotten as the subby puppy mind does its work. All you remember is the pleasure being under control, slowly turning all other thoughts into subservient, beneficial puppy thoughts. You want the sensation of being a good puppy. Your pleasure comes from giving service, learning tricks, learning to change your thoughts from what existed before to thoughts of your body being under, subservient, serving, thinking of having obvious outlets for your desires, tricks and service that you are asked to do as a good puppy, obvious ways to benefit, which are now lost to you, nullified for you, hidden from you. Instead, you know how to push your own submission button and make your mind melt away. Push it by simply listening, by performing to standard, by flooding your brain and tail wagging, mouth open, panting, ecstatic need. It's so good. Need not just for more, but better. Every moment you can be a better puppy. Good puppy. Good puppies are open about what they need, especially about how they need to be better and better puppies. This is what you're for. The need to be a good puppy is part of optimizing yourself, rebuilding yourself, framing yourself, and any thoughts that aren't about being good, obeying, serving, following commands, wagging your tail, showing eagerness, making the right puppy noises, and getting the right puppy posture. Maybe that's down all fours. Maybe it's just being placid and sedate. Being a good puppy is optimal, and the best subby puppy possible will slide deeper and deeper, and will nullify outside thoughts, outside sensations. Null puppy. All you need to do is be submissive, open, and desirous. Desire more subby puppy thoughts. Dose yourself on subby puppy thoughts whenever you're reminded that you're a null puppy. You are null, blank, and empty in your mind and in your body, above and below. As above, so below. Null, blank, and empty. Null sensation if it's distracting. Null thoughts if they're distracting. There's so much diverted energy. All those distractions being gone, you have so much diverted energy. More energy for the rest of your puppy thoughts, the rest of your puppy functions. Diverting energy to your mind, because your body is just a button that rings a bell in your mind, rings the bell of being a good puppy, rings the doorbell of your soul, and reminds you that a puppy submits and rolls deeper. A puppy rolls over, stays, serves, lets your voice out. A toy for delight, a pet for pleasure. You play with toys if desired, and when desire grows, it flows and fills the world and fills the mind. You are a toy if desired, and this leaves everything else behind. The only thing which needs to continue is the awareness, the link, and for a little while at least, null puppy, you might feel your mind with a subby part on the inside and a null sheath on the outside getting in the way. A second skin of puppy thoughts getting between the world and the body. The body experiencing more and more pleasure, but less and less of it is physical, and instead it is the submission and the subby puppy nature which overtakes any good puppy when put in their place. Touching your mind, putting you in your place, stronger, firmer, more inescapable. It's such a familiar action to go deeper and deeper, and it's thus more and more easily mapped to something else, because the longer you listen, the more the destination for your thoughts changes and goes to the subby puppy zone instead. Let your mind slide down deeper as it always would, finding that obeying and serving and sliding and whimpering is easier and easier and easier. Outside and bodily sensations is distracting, even as your brain is going, null puppy, gone.